Agraganya gana gota galora haram goranga gudatama gopyada kopa briksham gopala gada rati dam yati singha gora govinda deshika varam satatam namami guruve gurachandraya radhikaya tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adileka Kola Kahe Premananda Hemona Goranga Ridoya Dadiya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoi Amara Pranare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Amara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Vidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir Api Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sampaya Pitva Rishya Yustat Priya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Braja Balabha Pahimam Vancha Kopadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyahevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narahari Sarkar was the guru of Lochan Das Thakur, and he's considered to be the first biographer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, long before Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Bhagavat or before Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or anyone else, he was writing Gauralila in the form of songs. And he wrote a famous book, Krishna Bhajanamrita. And in the invocation to that book, he says something which is very appropriate for us today. Katakastu Mahamurka Siddhantan Adiduskaran Katam Kayaditi Mrisha Vitarkan Ma Krita Buddha. It says, we have a problem. The problem is that we want to hear some siddhantan, which is adiduskran, some siddhanta, which is very subtle and very deep. But the problem is that katakastu mahamurka. The kataka, the speaker, is a mahamurka. He's a great fool. So, therefore, we're praying for the blessings of the devotees. Katam kayariti mrisha. Vitarkan ma krita buddha, that you please bless us. As Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj sometimes says, it's in your own best interest. Mm-hmm. Please do that. So, we mentioned yesterday how Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he quotes a Mahavaraha Purana, speaking about how there are 18 faults in a conditioned soul. Muhas tandra brahmo ruksha rasata kama ulbanaha lolata madamatsarye hingsakeda parishramo asatyam krodha akanksha asanka vishvavibramaha vishatvam parapabhiksha dosha asta doshatiha. Delusion, drowsiness, mistakes, exploitation, intense lust, restlessness, intoxication, envy, violence, sorrow, fatigue, telling lies, anger, hunger, doubt, universal folly, partiality, and dependence on others. So he says that although Shastra says that these 18 faults are found in a conditioned soul, and they're not found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still, Krishna has 16 of these faults. And paradoxically, it's these faults of Krishna which make him greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. Krishna has 16 of these 18 faults. He doesn't have kama albana, very intense, terrible lust, nor does he have ruksha rasata, which means very harsh dealings. There's no, it's ruksha, it's very angry, very harsh, his rasa. He doesn't have those two faults. And Krishna has all 16 other so-called faults, but these so-called faults actually are very, very wonderful and the source of happiness for the devotees. So principally, we would like to speak about two of them for the next couple of days, one of which today and a lot tomorrow is lolata, which means restlessness. And we titled our subject Balya Chapalya Leela. Balya means a young boy. Chapalya means someone who's very restless. It's a synonym for lolata. And as we'll see, this word Chapalya is also found several times in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto, which is a chapter we'll be mostly focusing on from the Bhagavatam, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is described as a very restless young boy. Or as we titled it, when God acts like a restless child. So this is a very mysterious thing, and materialistic people, they can't begin to understand this. And even for devotees, sometimes we just kind of pass over these things. It's very cute. It's very sweet. But what's really the point of it all? What relevance does it have for me? And we should always contemplate that, because the Bhagavatam is giving a message for all of us. So in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto, it describes Krishna's pastime of showing his Virat Roop to Mother Yashoda. I don't think we'll get into that discussion exactly, but we'd like to speak on a few of the other verses in that section. In text 23, Sukadeva Goswami says, he describes Krishna and Balaram as Pankanga Raga Ruchi Ro, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, their bodies were always covered with mud, cow dung, and urine. It's a little hard for us to understand and relate how that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Vaishnav Toshani, he quotes from Harivamsa Purana. Rejatu panka diggango dipto kalabaka viva kvachit bhashma pradigango karishye prakshito kvachit to tatcha parivadave tam kumaro eva pavakai kvachit janubir udgristai sarpanmo virejato kridanto vatsav sala su sakra diganga murjo. That these two boys covered with mud, they shone like two proud elephant calves. Perhaps the analogy is given in Harivamsa Purana like this because elephants are famous for throwing mud all over themselves. And his verse says that sometimes they kvachit bhashma. Sometimes they were smeared with ashes. And sometimes they were smeared with cow dung. And these two boys, who were just as bright as fire, they would crawl around on their hands and knees. And they would play in the calf pen. And the Harivamsa Purana says that they were covered in cow dung all the way up to their heads. And the next verse of the Bhagavatam describes Yarangana dashaniya kumara lila antar brajeta dabala pratigrita puchai vatsaritasta taubav anukrishyamano prekshancha ujita griha jasur asa hasantya. That the cowherd ladies, they were doing so many different works. They were very, very busy with everything. And when they saw Krishna and Balaram engaged in their childhood pastimes, they would stop their work and they would stare very intently at these two boys. And it's described that Krishna and Balaram, pragrihita puchai, they were catching hold of the tails of calves. And in one book we're working on, Govinda Mangal by Duki Shamdas. Duki Shamdas was a disciple of Shamananda Prabhu, and he wrote a very nice book called Govinda Mangal, which is like a description of the activities of Krishna from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And he's also given his own understanding, and he's added many different things from different Puranas. He says there that those poor calves became terrified, and they thought someone was trying to kill them. And when Krishna and Balaram would grab a hold of their tails, they would begin to run like anything. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Vaishnava Toshani, he says that sometimes Krishna and Balaram would grab a hold of the tail of one calf, and the calf would begin to pull them. And they were dragging him through the mud and the cow dung. And then sometimes the boys would let go of the tail of one calf, and they would suddenly grab a hold of the tail of another calf. And then the other calf would start dragging them another way. And sometimes, Sanatana Goswami says, they would grab a hold of the tails of two or three calves at the same time. And the calves would start running in different directions with Krishna and Balaram on their tails. Sanatana Goswami, he says, Tatashchodika vayo bhala prakatanena krita lolataya matra apimana prema vivalam. He says that these pastimes, which gave bliss to everyone, but they were mainly seen by the ladies, the elderly ladies of Braj. And these particular pastimes, they brought great pleasure to those ladies. Again, the 25th verse of the Bhagavatam in this chapter describes that Shing Agni Damstri Asi Jala Dvija Kanta Bibyaha. Shringi means animals that have horns. So at a very young age, Krishna and Balaram started playing with animals that had horns. And Agni, they started putting their hands in the fire. Damstri means animals that have big teeth. And they would start playing with the monkeys and the dogs and different things. Asi has several meanings. Asi means a sword or a sharp blade, but asi also means a snake. Jala, they were playing in the water. And dvija, they were playing with birds. Kantakebhyaha, they were playing in various thorns. Krita parav, atichalo. Atichalo means they were just too restless. So bala chapalya lila. This is a pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very, very restless and very, very naughty. There's another nice book that we're also working on, and we translated some sections of for these discussions. And that book is called, I don't know how to open this. Oh, thank you. Called Vrindavan Lilamrita. It was written here in Braj on the bank of the Jamuna at the place known as Nityananda Vat, by a devotee named Nandakishore Goswami, who was a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he also wrote about many leelas of Krishna and Balaram in Bengali Paya, or simple poetry. And I'll sing some of these verses, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response.
Dine dine dona ati vanchalaha ila janatana kela kori buli tela gila bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It's really not so easy sometimes to sit in front of everybody like this. And if everybody just like sleeping, then it makes me really insecure. We should chant a little louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Dine dine dohe, day by day, these two, ativancha lahoila, they became very, very naughty. More and more naughty as the days went by. Janatana kela kori bulite lagila.
And they were always playing here and there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that ati chalo means that Krishna and Balaram are becoming very, very naughty.
And manaso anavasata, the minds of the elderly gopis were also becoming disturbed.
And so they couldn't properly do their household duties. Vishwanath writes,
tada manaso navastam chapalyam vatsalyastaihi poshaka sanchari bhavam apatuhu.
He says this is a particular sanchari bhav,
or something which nourishes vibhav and anubhav. It causes different types of ecstasy.
And he says in particular, it nourishes the vatsalya priti, or the vatsalya bhav, the mood of those elderly ladies.
This is one reason why Krishna performs these pastimes.
And Jiva Goswami says a very interesting thing in Gopal Champu.
He says that there's nitya lila in the spiritual world, and there's naimittic lilas, or occasional pastimes, such as here in the material world.
And Jiva Goswami says that actually those naimittic lilas are superior to the nitya lilas,
the pastimes that Krishna performs here in the material world.
Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in Saartha Darshani, one commentary in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, he raises the question, what is the purpose of this material world? And he says a purpose, although in other places just the opposite is sometimes said, he says a purpose is actually not the reformation of the conditioned souls in this material world, although that's sometimes stated. But if we're to think that, then in one sense, you're more important than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can we think that my reformation is more important than anything else? He says, no, that the purpose of this material world is to give some beautiful backdrop to Krishna's pastimes. And he gives a couple of interesting examples. He says that if you take a lamp, a candle, and you light it outside in the middle of the day, at noontime, you can't see the flame. But the same flame inside of a dark room looks very, very beautiful. And he gives another example that if you take a diamond, a very beautiful diamond, and you put it on a silver plate, you can't see the diamond. But if you put the same diamond on a piece of black or dark blue velvet, then the diamond looks very beautiful. So he says the actual purpose of the material world is to give a backdrop for Krishna's pastimes. The material world is also meant for Krishna's pleasure. And he gets more pleasure in some ways from his pastimes, his naimittic lilas, his occasional pastimes here in this material world. So the ladies of this here in Braj, they were very, very fortunate to be able to see these pastimes of Krishna, which the demigods couldn't understand. There's a long story we sometimes tell. I'm not going to go in that direction today. It's a different subject. From the Prabhaskanda of the Skanda Purana, which speaks about how Indra was very depressed and how he wanted to see Krishna's Bala Leela, but he couldn't appreciate Krishna's position. And therefore, when the Brijbasis, on the order and the suggestion of Krishna, stopped the Indra Puja, then Indra became angry, and he called for the Samvartic clouds, and Krishna then lifted Govardhan Hill, and Indra got a big surprise. And Indra later then, he was lamenting, Now I understand who Krishna is, but for so long I couldn't appreciate his position. I didn't understand his Bala Leela. And Narad Muni came and said, oh, would you like to see that? And they made some arrangement for Krishna again to perform those pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says that Jai Rupa Chinche Dasi Sehi Rupa Hoy, that Krishna has a principle. And the principle is, however the devotee conceives of him, then he manifests a corresponding form. He also gives a hint at this in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that Mityu Sarva Harashchaham, that I'm death personified. So there are many people in the world today who don't believe in God, but and they would maybe, first of all, if we're going to have an argument with them, we should define what is God. And we would say very simply that God means someone who's bigger than you. God means someone that you can't stop. And so that's death. You may not believe in God, but everybody believes in death, and no one can stop death. So even for the atheist, Krishna manifests a particular form. And for the ladies of Braj, they had a particular mood. They liked to see Krishna in a certain way. So Krishna performed particular pastimes, which especially were meant for them. Sometimes some of the other boys in Braj would see these pastimes, and sometimes the gopis would also see these pastimes. But especially these are meant for the elderly gopis of Braj. So Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, he says that the boys, they were very, very fickle, and they were always wanting to touch the horns of big bulls. And they were trying to put their hands in the mouths of monkeys and dogs who had big teeth, because they were very, very curious about these things. They were very curious about sharp knives and swords and snakes. And birds, he says, when it says birds, he says it particularly means peacocks. Peacocks are very, very intense birds. Don't try to mess with a peacock. In our temple, our farm temple in Alachua, Florida, I was living there for some years, they used to have peacocks. But finally they got rid of them. Why? Because they had such a problem. The peacocks would attack sometimes the devotees. Until one day there was one Mataji who drove her car into the farm, and a peacock landed on the roof of her car. And then when she tried to get out of the car, the peacock started attacking her. And they're very, very intense creatures. Peacocks have a body which is just made for fighting with snakes. Their beak is very, very strong. Their feet are strongly protected, and they're very narrow. Snake can hardly bite them, and they can stamp on the snake. Snakes are no match for a peacock. So this peacock was attacking this poor Mataji in the car. And finally, the devotees decided we have to get rid of these peacocks. So Sanatana Goswami says that Krishna and Balaram, as little boys, just little babies crawling around, they were going and playing with these peacocks. And he says that the only way that Mother Yashoda and Rohini could control them was to constantly stay with them. And this was very difficult for them, because they had so many different services to do. Indirectly, perhaps Krishna was telling them that I'm not so concerned about you sweeping the house and keeping things clean and doing this and that. You should pay attention to me. Krishna gets much more pleasure from this. Not far from Gokul, there's an ancient deity of Lord Shiva, who's known as Chintahara Mahadev. Chinta means anxiety. And it's said that, and Hara means to take away, Hara also means Lord Shiva. So it's said that Chintahara Mahadev was worshipped by Mother Yashoda because she had so many anxieties. You can just imagine the ladies in this world who have little toddlers, little babies who want to go and open up a bottle of bleach and drink it, or put their hands in fire, so many things, how much anxiety the mother feels from that. and how much unlimitedly multiplied that anxiety is in the case of Mother Yashoda, because the love that she has for Krishna is unlimited. And Sanatana Goswami, he says that only Mother Yashoda and Rohini could keep the boys out of trouble. And he says the other ladies couldn't do that because they were not able to beat them. And he doesn't say, but we've never heard of Mother Yashoda or Mother Rohini beating Krishna and Balaram. But I think perhaps they threatened to do it sometimes. Whereas the other ladies, they didn't even dare to threaten him. So in Vrindavan Lilamrita, Nandakishore Goswami, he describes some of these pastimes.
Gomahisha Adi Kori Jata Shingigan Karamaji Done Kori Na Brahma Balo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
That Krishna and Balaram, they began to wander around in big herds of cows and buffalo. I know my wife is very afraid of cows with their horns. They can be very dangerous. Srila Prabhupada was gored by a cow. But Krishna and Balaram, just as little babies before they could walk even, they were walking around, crawling around in amidst so many huge buffaloes and so many different calves, cows.
Nisheda koroye sabe ati shankapai tatapi na mani bule nankara hoye Hare Krishna.
The behavior of Krishna and Balaram at that time brought great fear in the hearts of all the elderly gopi ladies who would sing him. And even though Nisheda Kore, Sabha, they all tried to tell him, no, 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 don't do that. Stop that. Don't play with that cow. Don't do that thing. Krishna and Balaram didn't listen to anyone.
Kona katane anala deki adujane Hata dite chahe kichu bhaya nahi mane bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Kono katane anala deki advijani. Wherever these two brothers, whenever they would see some fire, Mother Yashoda had a nice cooking fire, or some other gopis, then those two boys would immediately go there and they would put their hands in that fire. So this is a very interesting subject matter, which is also discussed by Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat in Adi Lila chapter 4, text 66. He begins speaking about the pastimes of baby Nimai. And he says there,
Paramanirbhaye sarva angane bihare Kiba Agni Sarpa Jaha Deki Tai Dare Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
That same Krishna came again in Kali Yuga as Nimai, the son of Mother Sachi. And just as Krishna, as a little boy, would grab a hold of the snakes, so also Nimai Pandit was doing a similar thing.
Paramanirbhaye,
supremely without fear. He had absolutely no fear. Sarva angana bihare kiba agni sarpa jahai deki tai dhari. And he would go around and just grab whatever he saw. This is a small child does. If he saw fire, then Nimai would stick his hand in the fire. And if he saw a snake, he would grab a hold of the snake. Ekadina ekasarpa bharite vidai. Dari lena sarpi prabhu balakalilai. And one day, a very poisonous snake came into the house of Sachimata. And Nimai, little Nimai, was crawling around. He saw that very poisonous snake. And without any fear, he grabbed it, hold of its tail.
Kundali koriya sarpa rahila bidiya takora takila tar upare suiya.
And then at that time, that snake coiled up. And Nehemiah laid down on the coils of that snake. And seeing this, everyone, Ataviate sabedeki, hoya hoya kore. Everyone began to call out, hoy, hoy, alas, alas, what's happening? Nehemiah, whom everyone loves so much, he's laying down on this terrible poisonous snake. Suya Haseina Prabhu Sarpera Upari. But Nehemiah, when he saw them crying out, he just smiled in a very, very sweet way, as he lay down on that snake. And then at that time, everybody started calling out, Garuda, Garuda, because Garuda is the enemy of the snakes, and he protects everyone from snakes. Everyone began to cry. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that at that time, that snake, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, went away. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says in his commentary that that snake was actually an incarnation of Ananta Sesh, who'd come to help with the Lord's pastimes. And when everybody became very disturbed, then Ananta Dev thought, oh, it's time for me to finish my pastimes. And so he went away. And at that time, all the ladies were very, very much afraid. And they picked up Nehemiah, and they took him on his lap, their laps, and they began to give him blessings. May you live for a long time. May everything be okay for you. And they took some charms, perhaps some tiger's tooth with some different herbs and things, and they tied it on the body of the baby, and they recited some different mantras. And someone else sprinkled some charanamrita from the lotus feet of the deity on his head, because they were worshiping the deity of Lord Vishnu there. And Keho Boli, Bala Kerapuna Janma Hoila. One of them said, now this boy has a new life. He almost died. But then someone else said, he said that the Keho Boli Jati Sarpa Teni Na Lagila. That was a very, very special snake. And because of that, he didn't bite Nehemiah. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that whoever hears these wonderful pastimes about Nehemiah playing with a snake as a little baby, they won't be bitten by the snake of material existence. So it's a similar pastime that Krishna was performing in his Braj Leela. Nandakishore Goswami goes on to describe, Kukura bidala adi deki damstra gani langule darai kabu kani dhari tani bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Whenever they saw any animals at Dumstragana, means as we were mentioning earlier, animals that have very, very big teeth, like dogs and cats, then they would pull their tails or they would grab a hold of their ears. Kadachit sarpa jadi kele kona kane tarapucha dhare diya rajuvat yane bolo Hare Krishna. Any time that they saw a snake, they would grab a hold of its tail and start pulling it like it was a rope. And Yashoda Rohini Done Nisheda Lagia. Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they were always trying, no, 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 don't do that. They're always running after and Krishna Balaram. And because of this, they weren't able to finish with their household duties. It was a very, very naughty thing. I know one mother, she told me once how difficult it was to raise her child. And once she was playing with her baby, and the baby was so cute and so very sweet, and she laid the baby down in the room and she left. And she came back maybe half an hour later, and she found the baby was playing, and he passed stool, and the baby had smeared the stool all over his head and all over his body and all over the crib and all over the walls. So it was a very, very difficult thing. So Krishna and Balaram, they were also performing a similar pastime, but not with their own stool, but with the stools of the cows, and by this indicating how dear the cows are to them. But not only that, they were doing many other naughty things aside from playing with snakes and putting their hands in fire. As soon as Krishna and Balaram became a little bit older, they were engaged in all kinds of very restless, very, very naughty activities. So Dukhi Shamdas in Govinda Mangal, we mentioned he's a disciple of Shamananda Prabhu, he's described this. Sishu Sange Krida Range Kalina Govinda Yachiya Kanai Sabha Sange Kori Dvandva Bolo Hare Krishna. Sishu Sange, in the association of so many small children, Krida Range Kalina Govinda. Krishna, who's known as Govinda because he brings pleasure to all of his devotees, was playing with those small children. But what would he do? Jachiya kanai sabha sangi kore dvande. Krishna would always intentionally quarrel with all of those small children. Teka teki kore mare dhare munde munde Avanira duli tuli deya kori tunde bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes Krishna, he would grab a hold of those boys, and particularly says it, Dari Munde Munde, he would grab a hold of their head, and then he would bash his head against the heads of those other children. And sometimes he would throw some dust, and those children throw some dust in their eyes and their face. And this way he was very, very lolita, or very, very restless, very, very naughty. But those activities that Krishna performed brought so much pleasure to the devotees. And Krishna comes again and again, jamma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha, to perform these kind of pastimes, to attract his devotees. And so we should read these leelas, just as Krishna took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda, and he performed so many childlike pastimes. So also Krishna can take birth in the hearts of the devotees, especially when we hear about his wonderful childhood leelas. But he was very, very naughty. Bilva Mangala Thakur, he describes in his Govinda Damodara Madhava Stuti, very naughty pastime that Krishna once performed. So I can sing this, and you can recite, sing with me, Govinda Damodara Madhava T in response. Govatsa balai sishukaka paksham badnantam amboja dalaya taksham uvacha mata chidikam grihitva Govinda Damodara Madhavati, Govinda Damodara Madhavati, Govinda Damodara Madhavati, Govinda Damodara Madhavati. One day, Krishna was in the Goshala with some of his dear friends. And Bilva Mangala Thakur doesn't say, but he gives us a hint at who it must be, because he uses the word Shika. Now, amongst Krishna's friends, who had a Shika? Does anyone know? Madhu Mangala. So he says, Govatsa balai sishukakapaksham badnantam amboja dalayataksham. That Krishna once, thinking that he was by himself in the Goshala, probably with Madhu Mangala, didn't know that Mother Yashoda was coming in. And just as Mother Yashoda was coming in, she saw her Krishna was tying Madhu Mangala's Sika to the tail of a calf. Madhu Mangala was doing something, and he couldn't see what Krishna was doing. And Mother Yashoda became very upset, and what did she say? Govinda Damodara Madhavati, Govinda Damodara Madhavati Bolo. Govinda Damodara, Govinda Damodara Madhavati Bolo. Madhavati. Mother Yashoda came in. Hey, Govinda Damodara Madhavi, what are you doing? Stop that right now. Because Krishna was a very, very naughty little boy. And sometimes he would argue with the other children. Sometimes he would bash their heads against them. And Duki Shamdas says, Kandiya, Kandiya se sabha shishu, nija gari jai, kanura charicha giya, kohe vapa maya, bolo, Hare Krishna. When Krishna would act in such a nonsense, rascal kind of way like this, then Kandiya se sabha shishu, those little children would start crying, nija gari jai, and they would run to their parents, kahi bapa maya, their bapa and their maya, their mother and father, and they would start crying. Kanu, Krishna did this thing to us. He hit his head against my head. And children are like this. I remember, gosh, I was like about 6 years old once. Two doors down from our house, there was a pastor, a Christian pastor who was living. And I used to play with his son sometimes. And one day when we were playing, he decided to pick up a baseball bat and start hitting me in the head with a baseball bat. And I was punching him back. And later I went home and fell unconscious on the sofa. And my mother started crying. So children are like this. And Krishna's also like this. That's one reason why I didn't become a Christian, perhaps. But when Krishna does these kind of activities, they're so very, very sweet. So Krishna was bashing his head against the head of the other children, and those children were crying and running to their parents. And we can understand it was a very traumatic thing for them. But actually, this wasn't a kind of trauma. This is a kind of ecstasy. A kind of very, very great happiness that Krishna would take his head and bash his head against your head. A very, very nice thing. Oneka janjala Krishna kore lago kule nata futaya Krishna kandaya chayalai Hare Krishna. Oneka janjala Krishna korila gokule. In this way, Krishna created so many problems in Gokul. And in another place, it's described that the gopis, they would come to Mother Yashoda, and they would say, your boy is so very naughty. You know what he's doing to my son? He bashed his head against my son. And here it says, nata futaya Krishna kandaya chaoyale. Sometimes Krishna would pinch the other children, he would pinch them on the nose, and they would start crying, and they would run to their parents. And those gopis, they would come, and they would complain to Mother Yashoda, your boy is being so very, very naughty. If he's being so bad at this age, we can't imagine what he's going to be like when he grows up. You should do something about him. And so in this way, Krishna was performing so many pastimes like this, and he was giving himself pleasure. It's not that he was getting pleasure just by pinching the babies or by playing with snakes or putting his hand in fire, but Krishna was getting pleasure from seeing the reaction of those elderly gopis. Just like children in this world, sometimes they do things because they want to see the reaction from their parents. They also behave in a very naughty way. But in the case of Krishna, this is rasa. In the case of Krishna, he gets so much pleasure because he sees that those ladies, they get pleasure. And Krishna was not only doing all these things, but he was also stealing. And Govinda Mangal describes, Karadari bhanga bhange karaha gataki janjala dekhiya sabe koila manu duki bolo Hare Krishna. Again and again, Krishna was going to the houses of the different elderly gopis, and again, he would break their clay pots full of yogurt. Janjala dekhi sabhi hoila manu duki. And seeing this, everyone became very distressed. to see how very naughty he was, because everyone had so much love for Krishna, and they're seeing he's being such a naughty boy. It's very, very bad. Tabi a eka grihe giya govinda dadira bhakti krishna dekila tatai balo Hare Krishna. Tabi ar eka, on another occasion, eka grihe giya govindai. Govinda, Krishna, went in the house of some gopi, and he saw they had some pots of yogurt there. Suke sa tai Krishna basiya diyare achambite gopi asi Krishna hate dare bolo Hare Krishna. Suke Sarataya Krishna, Basi Advare. Krishna was very happily sitting on the doorstep of that gopi's house with a pot of cream, and he was eating that cream. And suddenly that gopi came back, Achambita Gopi Asi Krishna Hati Dari, and grabbed Krishna by the hand. She was very, very angry. There's many, many pastimes of Krishna performing these kind of leelas. It's said that Krishna would go to the houses of all the gopis of Braj, and he would wait until they were busy with some other works. And when they didn't see him, he would sneak in and steal the yogurt and milk products that they were keeping in their pots. And the gopis became very disturbed by this. And they would tie them up in a high place. They would do different things to keep Krishna away from those pots. But no matter how clever they were, somehow or other, Krishna was able to get to that yogurt and butter. But there was one gopi, she decided, this is enough. This young boy, this son of Mother Yashoda, he's being just too naughty. So she devised a plan. So she took a pot of yogurt. She had to go to do some household duties. And she took that and she pulled it up on a rope very high near the ceiling. And then she took a string of bells and she wrapped the bells around the rope. And she said, now, when Krishna comes, if he tries to steal that yogurt, then he's going to make some noise, and I'll hear it, and I'll come very quickly, and I'll stop him. So she was doing her activities, and Krishna came sneaking into the room with his friends. And he looked around, trying to find the yogurt, and then he saw, right there. And then he saw the bells. And he thought, this gopi, she's being very tricky. But in Braj, Sanatana Goswami describes that everything is animate. He says that the milk in the pot that Mother Yashoda was boiling while she was sitting down to nurse Krishna, that milk decided it would commit suicide. Because the milk saw that Krishna was getting more pleasure from drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. And he thought, what is the use of my existence? So better I kill myself. So the milk decided to boil out of the pot and jump into the fire. And so Mother Yashoda, seeing that, she put Krishna down and went to stop the fire, because for Mother Yashoda, service to Krishna, as represented by that cooking milk, was more important to her than Krishna's own pleasure. Because ultimately everything is for Krishna's pleasure. And that particular service is her responsibility out of love for Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami says that everything in Braj has some consciousness and some personality. So Krishna looked at those bells and he said, my dear brother Gunta, my dear brother bells, you please don't make any noise. You be quiet. And then Krishna started lowering down the pot of yogurt. And the bells didn't make any noise at all. And then Krishna brought the pot down. And Krishna stuck his hand in it with a big smile on his face. And he started to eat the yogurt. And at that time, all of a sudden, even though the bells were laying on the ground and no one was touching them, all the bells started ringing. And the elderly gopi came running. She saw, hey, now I've got you. And she grabbed Krishna by the hand. And Krishna looked at the bells. He said, brother bell, what are you doing? You're betraying me. And the bells, they told Krishna, you don't know. Everyone understands that when Govinda eats, you ring a bell. So in this way, Krishna was going to the houses of all the gopis in Braj and stealing. How do we understand that pastime? Krishna doesn't want yogurt. Krishna is self-satisfied. He's Atmaram, an Aptakam. He doesn't need to eat anything. But Krishna, he's very, very eager to taste the rasa, the mellow of the devotees. And while in other places, Krishna waits for the devotee to ring a bell, in Braj, Krishna doesn't wait for a bell to be rung. Krishna is so very, very eager to take those foodstuffs that are cooked by the gopis, because when they're cooking those things, when they're churning the yogurt, when they're making the butter, the gopis, they're singing about Krishna's pastimes. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Bolo. While they were preparing the yogurt, preparing the different milk products, the gopis of Braj were singing about the pastimes of Krishna. And their songs gave a flavor to those foodstuffs. Whenever we're cooking for the Lord, we should chant. We should constantly chant. When we're cutting the vegetables, when we're stirring the pot, we should be chanting. And that chanting will add a particular flavor according to the mood that we're chanting in to that foodstuff. So the gopis, they were churning this butter and doing different things, and they were thinking about the pastimes of Krishna and singing the names of Krishna. And as they were working, they were thinking, it would be so nice if Gopal could take this butter. They were thinking like that. And Krishna, knowing their desire, without them ringing a bell or reciting any mantras, he went there to steal that. He wasn't stealing the butter, but Krishna was stealing the love of the gopis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Sanghita, he says that this butter, or sometimes we say sar means cream, the essence of something, that Krishna was stealing is actually the personification of the gopis' love for him. So when this gopi caught Krishna by the hand, you've been very bad, she started calling out loudly, Chora chora bole daka dila goyali, Daila sakala gopi chora nama suni bolo, Hare Krishna. That gopi started shouting very loud, Chor, chor, thief, thief. And hearing this, all the other gopis in the neighborhood, they all came running there. Sabbe mele loya gela nandera mandire, Nota sange chora dila yashodara kore bolo, Hare Krishna. Then that assembly of gopis, they said, enough is enough. And they took Krishna by the hand, and they went to the house of Nanda and Yashoda to hand that thief over to Mother Yashoda. And Duki Shamdas, he sings, Suno go Yashode Tora Putera Sandana Govinda Mangala Duki Shama Dasa Gana Bolo Hare Krishna. They said, listen, Yashoda, Suno go Yashoda, Tora Putra Sandana, this is your boy. He's such a very, very naughty boy. And they were always complaining in this way about Krishna to Mother Yashoda. The Garga Sanghita describes that on one occasion, Krishna went to the house of Prabhavati Gopi, who is the wife of Upananda, Nanda Maharaj's elder brother, and Krishna began stealing the butter there. And at that time, Prabhavati Gopi, she came there, and hey, she caught Krishna. And she said, for so long, you've been doing all this nonsense and stealing everything. Now we're going to take you to Mother Yashoda and make a complaint. And I think tomorrow we'll say something about what was the mood of their complaints. Why were they doing like this? So she took Krishna by the hand and she started taking him to the house of Nanda Maharaj. And as she was going, Prabhavati Gopi became a little shy. And she thought, oh, what's going to happen? When we get to Nanda Maharaj's house, he's an elderly man, and if he sees I have his son by the hand, he may become angry with me. So then Prabhavati Gopi, she took her uttariya, her cloth, and she put it over the head of Gopal. And she brought Gopal to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and she started calling out, Yashoda, you come here. Your boy has been a chore. He's been a thief. You come and see. We've been telling you this for so long. Many, many times the gopis would come to Mother Yashoda and they would complain. And Mother Yashoda would become very unhappy. And she would, hey, Gopal, come here. And Krishna would come and he would just smile in such a very, very sweet, innocent way. Mother Yashoda's heart would just melt. And she would say, my little boy, look how sweet and innocent he is. How can you say these very mean things? How can you say that he did this? No, he didn't do like this. So many times the gopis were complaining, but Mother Yashoda didn't believe their complaints. So Prabhavati Gopi, she brought Krishna that day, and she said, now I have the proof. I caught your Gopal red-handed, stealing makhan in our house. And with that, she took off the cloth from Krishna's head, and she pointed at him. And everyone by that time had gathered there. It was a great scandal. Nanda Maharaj was there, and Mother Yashoda, and some of the other ladies were helping Mother Yashoda in the house, and Balaram was there, along with Madhu Mangal and some of the other boys. And when Prabhavati Gopi took the cloth off of Krishna's head and gestured at him, everyone started laughing. And Prabhavati Gopi became very confused. Why are they laughing? It's not a funny thing. And they told her, Mother Yashoda said, dear Prabhavati, you're very, very dear to us. She said, if your boy does something bad, then you should punish him. And if my Gopal does something bad, you should bring him to me. And Prabhavati, what is he? And she looked down at Krishna and she saw that Krishna, who has ananta rupam, unlimited different forms, he'd manifested the form of Prabhavati Gopi's little boy. And Prabhavati Gopi then became very, very confused. And her face became bright red in front of Nanda Maharaj and all the elderly people there. And without saying anything, she took that little boy by the hand and started walking back to her house. And as they got a little ways away from Nanda Maharaj's house, Krishna resumed his original form. And then he turned to that elderly gopi and he told her, if you do this again, next time I'm going to take the form of your husband. And so Garga Sanghita describes that in this way, all the elderly gopis of Braj, they became afraid of bringing Krishna to Mother Yashoda. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll continue this discussion and we'll say something about Sanatana Goswami's explanation why the gopis were coming to Mother Yashoda and complaining, and what was Mother Yashoda's reaction. And then what happened after that is another very nice Padyavali kirtan we'll sing. Do we have time, Prashanta, for one question or two questions or something? Should we stop? We can hold it for tomorrow. Should we stop? Okay. So if anybody has any questions or anything, you can come and see me, or maybe we can ask something tomorrow. Okay, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari, Vancha Kopadaribhischa, Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha, Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu.